Now you listening to Prime Stars music. Prime Stars. Prime Stars. No, I'm not basic, no, I'm not average. No, I am a bad bitch. I came with a plan and you know I'ma have it. I get to the bag, I get to the cash. If it's a race, I'm never coming in last. First place that I never look back. If you in the way, you better move fast. Throw it back like we playing tag. Drip or drown with this ice on me. Throw it back like we playing tag. Drip or drown with this ice on me. I don't give a shit. You know that I'm lit. I merely rocked on any bitch. Yeah, I'm really with the shits. I got the ice all on my wrist. Me and my bitches in six. You know I don't ever, ever miss. But if I aim, then you should've get hit. I bet I won't miss. A pussy ass nigga last wish. Cause he fucked up cause he was a bitch. So I had to show him who you fucking with. Fuck on my back, it'll get real bad. You pull a max, let me take it back. Touch on my back, then I'm up on that ass. Touch on my back, then I'm up on that ass. Yeah, I get to the bag, bitch, huh? I get to the bag. I get to the bag, bitch. I get to the bag. No, you cannot have this. No, you cannot have. I get to the bag, bitch.
Your host, Miss TML, Real Talk with TML. I have a very special guest with me tonight. As you can see, that was me in the video at the end. She came to one of the shows that I was hosting, and I immediately fell in love. Once I seen her performance, once I seen her charisma, and just how she was able to captivate the audience, it really moved me. And that was a big deal, you know, like that really solidified my love for you. You know what I'm saying? Like I and it was crazy because, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. When I first was introduced to you, it was through Ace. He was actually at another show and you guys had performed, or he, you know, you guys were both performing. Mm-hmm. And he was like, look, I got this girl and I want her to be at one of our shows. And I'm like, who? And so he sends me you and I'm like, yes, right away. Like, I followed you. I'm like, who is she? Where is she from? Like, she's from Boston? Like, it was just, I was just totally captivated. And once I got to see you in real life, it was like seeing a celebrity. It was like seeing a star, because I already had seen you, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I was already a fan. And I was like, is she gonna come? Like, that was my biggest thing. Like, I'm like, is she coming? Is she coming? Is she coming? And I'm a little more observant in the beginning with artists, because I wanna see how you move, how you entertain, how you, you know, interact with people in the room. And mm-hmm. and you were there and you were present and you were social. And that for me was like, I'm like, I gotta work for her. I gotta get to know High Key Doll, the real High Key Doll. And yes. That for me was like, I'm like, this is it. Like, she got it, you know? And you just moved me. Again, I just want to give you your flowers. I see the work. I see the dedication that you put in. And I'm just so happy that you're here with us tonight.
Oh, my goodness, you're going to be crying. Thank you so much. Because I really, it's a lot of hard work. And I know how it is, especially going to these venues and other artists are there. And it could get very nerve-wracking and overwhelming. And then, you know, I remember that night, too, that the music was messing up. And I helped them out, and I was like, we ain't gonna have these people. Y'all ain't gonna be messing up everybody else's stuff. And then when I get out there, y'all, no. So, like, I wanted everyone to have their sound sounding right, and everybody. So, like, yeah, I whenever I'm in the room, I like to network with the artists. I don't like to think I'm just too big or anything like that, because we're all trying to, you know, we're all trying to grind. We're all trying to put Boston on the map. So it's like, you know, we should all, like, help each other instead of compete
with
each other.
That's right. But that energy, it really... it transcended, because to see you actually like, listen, I'm going to help the DJ. I'm going to make sure the sound is right. Like, that for me was like, that's sportsmanship. And that's a person who's really passionate about this. Not a person that's just trying to look cute and be like, okay, I'm here to be cute. Like, didn't get that from you. I got the realness, the energy, the motivation. I was just like, wow, like, it was a breath of fresh air, I honestly want to say. And see, like, I got to meet your mom. I got to, you know, like, to see your family show up for you. Like, I'm getting chills right now, because that reminded me of my family. Like, they show up for me. And it's not their thing, but they still show up for me. And that for me was like, okay, like, you have real support. And you have real support as people that believe in you. And that's important, you know what I'm saying, to have that support system. So shout out to you, shout out to your mom, shout out to everybody that was there that
night. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's my main support system right there. Like, my mom would tell me if this wasn't it, she'd be like, go find something else to do. This is not it. So the fact that I had her support on it, number one, I was like, okay, I'm in the right way. And then again, just when I go perform at these places and I get these reviews of people telling me like how well they like it, or this is the type of sound that they've been looking for. It's like, like, it feels good that I have something fresh and like something new to offer to this industry, because everyone sounds alike and I don't want to sound like everybody else. So I try to not sound like anybody. So it feels really good to hear these like coming from you. Like, oh my goodness, the pressure is on though. Let me tell you, I'm putting more pressure on me. So I'm like, I can't put more fans and supporters. I'm like, I cannot let y'all down. Like, I gotta be like, when we up there, and you know what I mean? I'm on my Nicki Minaj, Cardi B status.
That's
I'm
right.
You know what I mean? I got my A1 day ones from the beginning that was
that's
there.
That's right. That's right. And that's what I tell people. A win for the people I support is a win for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I believed in you, and I believe in supporting the people that you believe in. You know what I'm saying? Like, that for me was like, and that's why when, you know, we met and I told you, I'm like, listen, I got you. Like, whatever you need, if I can give it to you, resources, services, like, I'm going to mention you, you know, in rooms that you ain't even stepped in yet. And that for me is like my give back and my, you know, credibility to be able to say, listen, I got an artist who I know is going to show up and show out. You know what I'm saying? And she's going to give you a show. And that's what I've always been about. You know what I'm saying? Is the show is like, you got to be able to entertain your energy and your ability to engage with the audience, not just shaking ass, but actually talking to them and moving with them and allowing them to move with you. You're like, that's not easy. People don't understand that. You gotta have a certain type of talent
and a certain type of confidence too to be like, I'm gonna go in here and I know that they gonna move.
But you do it and you've done it. And I see nothing but success and the best for you. And just when I started to research and go through your catalog and the things that you do have on social media, I'm like, yo, she's moving. She's out here. She's everywhere. And that's important, you know, as an independent woman and being able to say, listen, I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to LA. I'm going here.
And I go there solo too. I go there sometimes solo because, like, you can't wait on people to come around. Everyone's not, you know what I mean? They're not high key doll. So at the end of the day, if I have to be somewhere, I can't be like, oh, well, if such and such can't go, then I can't go. No. High key doll gotta go, high key doll gotta go, because at the end of the day, I'm the one that's gonna open the doors, you know? So it's like,
that's right, baby, that's right. And that's how I feel. Like, the show gotta go on, whether or not the other hosts show up or, you know, like events I gotta go to, like, my people will come out and support me, but it's not their thing, you know? So if they don't go, that means I'm not gonna go? No, I gotta go. I'm TML. Yeah. Like, you live up to your name and you live up to your brand, and I just want to say, you probably maybe the first or second artist this season that has showed up on time. Like, like, what?
Listen, I was business.
What you say? I stand on business,
okay? I guess 2024, I ain't playing with y'all, no.
No. And that's what you're going to get, you know, the respect and the givingness, because people see the energy. They see that you want this and that you are professional. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's important. Like, people don't understand that part. Like, it comes with the business. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be taken seriously, be professional. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say, you got it and you earning it. And you amaze me more and more every time. Cause I'm like, wow. Like, you know, like, I told you, you gave me hope again. Like, you were, that energy that you felt that day, I was like, yo, I love her. Like, I told Ace, I'm like, she is an entertainer. That's what we're looking for. Like,
oh my God.
I love her every show. We got to get her paid. Like, this is what it's about. You know?
Please. I promise you, I'll give you guys more energy. I'm doing these shows for free. Imagine if I get paid. Y'all going to see me. I'll do a flip. I'll do a backflip.
That's right. I got you. You watch. You're going to be like, T, you was right. Listen, I got you, okay? Like, I told you, I was just talking to my investors. I'm like, listen, and they tuned in tonight. Everybody's tuning in because they want to know what's up with High Key Doll. Like, and I, you know, I just want you to see that when I say something, I stand on it. You know what I'm saying? And I told you, I'm like, listen, I'm having you on this season. Like,
I know you did. You were sitting on it. And
I'm like, listen,
it's been going and we didn't really connect well. But once you told me the damn thing, you see, I didn't say nothing. I was like, all right, you know, yes. She got it. You've been told me, so she got it.
I told you, I got you. I was like, listen, we're going to turn this up and we're going to turn it up from here on in. 24 High Key Doll. Y'all better get ready because I'm on that team right there. You understand? I'm team High Key all day. So I'm like, listen, let's do it. Ace was like, yes, let's do it. So I'm ready. But let's get into some questions because I know, you know, I want to know some questions. Like, when did you get started in music?
I mean, music has always been a passion for me growing up. My dad was doing music, so I used to see him writing in his books and stuff. So that was pretty inspirational. I remember in kindergarten, I wrote like a little rap for school about cookies and how I like to eat cookies and bake them and stuff. So music's always been in my background. Then I was like a dancer, so I did ballet, jazz, all that stuff. So I always loved music. Music always moved me. It always helped me heal and stuff like that. Then poetry came into my life when I was a teenager. So that helped me kind of put my thoughts and my emotions together. And then, you know, growing up, everyone's like, oh, if you're a rapper, this rapper, like, you know, they're not successful. You know, growing up, you hear all that stuff or whatever. So I did go to school and become, because I wanted to be a lawyer and I wanted to do criminal justice and everything. But that's another story. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know. That was my first choice in life. No, I know. So, we have a lot of the same characteristics. That's funny because I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
So and then it was just like, I think when, I mean, Nicki Minaj kind of definitely for my generation fueled female artists for me. Like, you know, Lil Kim's kind of my mom's generation. Nicki was kind of my generation. Like, growing up, I was with her since her. Was a Superwoman mixtape and everything. So like since from then, so I always liked her flow and how she was. Now she was called herself a Barbie. I used to do a little black and pink hair. So I used to like that, but then I was, so the music was growing and I was like, okay, it's cool. And then I didn't see too many female artists out here like that. I think Nicki Minaj, so before Cardi B and, yeah, before Cardi B, Nicki Minaj was really kind of like the only main female rapper. So I was like, oh, they're missing something. And right. So I want to say like around 2019, I started playing around with it. And then that's when I did my I Get In My Bag song. And then yeah. I started doing those songs. And I'll tell you, from how it was then to now is completely different. Like,
it is.
Ask me then if I could do perform songs in New York. I was like, no. Like, I couldn't even imagine myself going to a show in New York. I was like, they're going to eat me alive. It's New York. It's Jungle City. Like, no, right. No. Like, I would be so scared. And then, like, I just practiced my craft. I think me going to Atlanta and stepping out of my comfort zone kind of helped me. And mm-hmm. then I started doing it. So I guess like about 3 years now. Now I'm taking it serious and serious. It's been going good.
It's been going good. It's been going great, honestly. In 4 years for what you've accomplished and the places that you've been in, the rooms that you've been in with people, because I wanted people to see that too, like the work, like those photo, you know, ops and, you know, you standing next to, you know, certain great people and, you know, Big Fendi and, you know, all the people, Puffy, you in a room with Puffy, you in a room with, you know.
I don't know if I want to be in a room with him anymore, though.
You in a room. In the building, like with, you know, major giant legends in the music industry. And that for me was like, and she's doing it by herself and she's doing it independently. And that takes dedication. That takes, you know, confidence, like you said, and it takes a lot of bravery. Like, you're a brave person because, like you said, you like, there's a lot of people that don't pursue because they're scared. You know what I'm saying? They don't pursue their dreams. They're like, oh no, I can't do it. And mm-hmm. they never get comfortable. And I think you've come to the point now where you're comfortable as an entertainer and you own it. And I think that's important to recognize in people because it just, you see so many people that's been doing this for years and still don't have the etiquette or just the cadence that you have with an audience. And that, to me, is a big factor in entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell people it's about the show for me. It's about, yeah. Is this person going to captivate people? Is she saying things that are going to stick with people? And that, when I started seeing the song cadence and just the things you were saying and how you were speaking, it made me more aware of how Boston women, females, are perceived. And we don't really have a voice, you know what I'm saying, in the music. I mean, Bia, I don't know. Like, I feel like...
They don't even give her credits. Like, Bia had a show, and they had her in Cambridge or something. And I'm like, bro, Bia, like, she should be at TD. She should be, like, she's Boston. Like, she should be... They should give her a bigger platform when she comes out here. Because when she go everywhere else, they give her stuff. So it's like,
right.
That's what I really... That's why Like, I have a love-hate relationship with Boston because, like, yeah, I'm from here, but they make it so hard. Like, they'll say Bia, but, oh, Bia's not really from Boston. Like, what do you mean? Like,
right.
It's around the same areas. Like, she grew up, she was in the city. Like, what do you mean? Like,
we went to Cambridge and we lived in Boston. I was in Central Square. I was at the Galleria. I was Jefferson Park.
It's all Boston. That's all Boston. Like,
that's still Boston. I mean, it's still Boston considering that the culture is still the same. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. You just live in a different neighborhood. It's not the inner city of Boston. You're outside of Boston, but it's still
Boston's the main city. And it's like, y'all all always come to the Boston. The Red Sox, that's all Boston. You don't see nobody say, oh, they're not Boston. That's Foxborough Patriots. Like, come on. Like, they're not doing that. So, like, what do you mean? Like, so, yeah, no.
I think that's what sets you apart, too, is that you don't put yourself in that box. You know?
I don't look for validation from Boston. I don't look for that because if I do, I will drive myself crazy. Let me tell you. I will be like, oh, my God, why don't nobody like me? No. Listen, I'll get in where I fit in. Wherever they show me love at, that's where I go at. No one show me love. I don't got to go there.
That's right. And I love it because, again, that's what it's going to take. It's not where you're at. It's where you're trying to go. Exactly. And I think people need to understand that in that, you know, regional effect is like, you know, Boston is is minor to New England. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I speak for New England, is that you got to be able to go to Maine. You got to be able to go to Vermont. You got to be able to go to New Hampshire. Like, this is what's going to make you effective in this region. You know what I'm saying? And I just see that for you. I see you working. You just did a show in New York.
I did. Cobain. Yeah. And Fluff and Kev Entertainment, all of them, like, shout out, yeah, they've been helping me. They see the vision, they see the energy, they know what it is that I bring. So they're like, listen, any ticket I put her on, any show I bring her to, she's gonna turn the place up regardless. Like, even that night, like, I didn't know anybody in that building except for the people that, you know, brought me in. And it was like, for me to run in the crowd and I started getting sturdy, and then they really started getting sturdy down. It looked like we all practiced this together. I was like, oh, this is awesome. I was like, yo, like, it couldn't have gone any better. And like,
you can't make that up. You can't. No. I'm so glad that I captured that. But see, because I'm so loud and obnoxious, like, I'm hyping you up, but I'm loud on my
own. People in the background too saying, hey. And it's like, when I'm on the microphone, I don't hear that stuff. I just hear my voice. And I don't hear nothing until I listen to the videos back. But like, to hear it back and then hear the crowd and be like, hey, it's like, oh, like, I love that. I love it.
Right. Shout out to Ace. He's in here tuned in.
Ace, shout out to Ace.
He's like, preach. Treece, I love my girl, Treece. WRBBBU Radio. I love her. She said, let's talk. Let's get High Key Doll out here. So, I'm going to send her your music. I love, just pushing it to my people and to my network. And I think it's important. Like I told you, I want the world to see you. I want them to know who High Key Doll is.
And they all know. They're going to know.
I'm telling you. Like, it's coming. It's coming. And like I told them, this is my big one this year. This is the one right here. Like, this is an artist that I seen in, last quarter, like last year, 23. And I said, I'm bringing her into 24 with me. And I meant that. And I'm standing on business with that. So, like I said, it's only up from here. I know you have some, music, some videos coming out, because you've been performing these songs and we can't find them nowhere.
Well, I'm currently, I'm under no management, under no nothing. So, if there's any managers out there, any investors, any, teams and behind the scenes photographers, if y'all want to, hop on the High Key Doll team, come on over. We the winning team. It's just everything's for me. And like, I'm the one that does my own budget and everything like that. So it's like, everything costs. So, but it's coming together. All these songs that I've been performing, I just really, like, as you see the other three songs that I have, they didn't get that much attention that I wanted it to get. Like, In My Bag is slept on heavily. And when people hear that song sometimes too, they're like, oh, this is nice. So it's still slept on. These other songs, I did not want them to be slept on at all, because I was like, these songs is bangers. Like, nah, nah, nah. So my plot was that I was going to perform these songs, see y'all energy, get y'all reaction, and then have y'all thirsty for this song. So when I drop it, y'all going to be like, oh, play.
That outside, all of them. I was like, yo, wait. This is not the song she performed. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, and I'm looking, I'm putting your name in all different type of ways. I'm like, wait a minute now. I'm like, hold on, something ain't right here. She giving us, but that to me shows just professionalism, because I tell people, you don't want to oversaturate the market, and you want to make sure you're giving your audience and the people the right music. You know what I'm saying? Even at performances, it's important to pick entertaining songs when you go to do a performance. I don't want to hear you talking about that shit.
When they say DJ your music, I'm like, what kind of crowd is it going to be? What's the area I'm in? Who's going to be there? What kind of people is there? Because I can't go to an R&B fest doing a drill beat. They're going to be looking at me like, girl, we did not come here to hear that, So it's like, I always make sure that, like, whatever the crowd is, and I'll even make an executive decision. If I get there and the two songs I sent, and I'm like, this is not the crowd for that, I'll go up there and be like, nah, I'm sending you these other ones, because I got to make sure the vibe and the energy is good. Like, I feel like that's what I say I'm going to bring, and I have to live up to that. So I have to make sure I bring some type of vibe.
You have to. And that, I'm telling you, you do it every time. Every time that I've seen you perform, you do it. And I'm like, this girl is just amazing to me. It's like I told you, it's a breath of fresh air, because for a long time I was seeing talent and they didn't have the stage presence. And coming from a theater background, I understand you have to have stage presence in order to, you know, captivate an audience. In order, you have to move around. You have to, like, you know, you took advantage of the whole room. Like, you was around there, the video guys is following you. They like, wait, hold on. Like, and I'm like, mama, she got it. She got it. I, like, ain't no questions. Ain't no none of that. Like, when it comes to you. And that's what I like. I love about you is that, you know, it's like, I don't even have to question it. I know she gonna show up and show out. And I guarantee that. So tell me, what is your creative process like?
I use life as my experience, as like inspiration. Whenever I do trips or any situation that comes across in life, I'll use that as inspiration and I'll start writing. How I like construct the song is like I'll listen to an instrumental and I'll break the beat down to like even to like the littlest, tiniest sounds. Cause when there's little twists in the songs, I like to switch up my cadence. I don't like to have the same flow in the songs because it could get annoying and I don't like being repetitive. Like, I don't like that. So whenever I'm writing, if I see myself going like, I'm like, okay, now I gotta flip up the flow. And then I'll go back to the instrumental. I'll listen to something else that tweaked it, and then that's when I'll hop onto a different underbelly or undertone of the beat. So I just like to make, and how I pick my beats is really depend on the mood that I'm in. If I set a happy mood and like, I'm like, oh, I'm getting money on my girls, we outside. I'm like, all right, it's a pretty girl vibe. I'm gonna do a pretty girl vibe song. If I'm in the hood with like my guy friends and we four wheelers and we're running away from the police and stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, we got this side news. They don't want no problems with us. We get it. And then you know, if I'm on my like Miami, I'm a Scorpio, so if I'm on Miami side, and then you get the little, you know,
right,
sexual way, you know, yeah, that's something.
But I love it because again, I'm a firm believer in. Women from up north, from New England, we have a different aura about us. I think we're very, we're very different in regards to our aggression and just our way of being. And you captivate that for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, that's what I want a female to sound like coming from New England in this era. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I agree.
We don't have to be too hard, you know what I'm saying? But we could be still tough and we could still be soft at the same time.
And that's the thing.
Having both.
Yes, and that's the thing. Like, I feel like the world has this whole stigma of, like, hood bitches are supposed to be ugly, or we supposed to look like our struggles, or we finna be, like, looking like tomboys and stuff. Like, no. We don't gotta let our environment be a product of what we look like. Just because I live here, don't mean that's what I am. And I'm still street smart, but I don't gotta look it. Like, you know what I mean? And that's why I fool people. I get in rooms and they be like, "Ew, where you from? Who you know?" You, I be like, I'm chilling.
Right.
But yeah, like, I let people know, like, just don't judge a book by its cover. You don't know what we do. Just because you're pretty doesn't mean, like, that's what I love about Cardi. I love about Cardi because it's like Cardi, too. Like, you know, she from the Bronx, the project, and she comes out. She still has her ratchet. Well, New York is different anyways. They're all extra like that. But, you know, I feel like her, she's like a good example of, like, being from the hood but not having to look like you're from the hood.
Right. It's true. It's definitely true. And I mean, in the beginning, I think she looked a little more.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But she matured over time. And, you know, that for me, I was like, okay, you know, like, you have to grow. There has to be a level of growth, I think, in a female and just femininity. And, you know, sometimes that's taken away being a rapper, I think, you know, because even when I used to rap and, you know, I've rapped with dudes more in Boston than I did females. There wasn't a lot of female rappers. So I had to go against dudes. And you, in order to get your respect in Boston, you have to rap against dudes. Mm-hmm. Like, So that for me was like how I learned how to kind of rap like a dude, I guess. And I just had to talk about things that men wanted to hear about. And they're like, yeah, we don't want to hear that Lil' Kim shit. We don't want to hear, you know. And it's like, but now there's an era in this era for your era. It's beauty. It's style. It's grace. It's femininity. It's women saying exactly what they want and how they want to say it. And I think you're owning it. You know what I'm saying? Like that for me was like, okay, she ain't scared. She ain't shy. She gonna tell you, this is who I am. This is what I want. And this is what I expect. And that's not easy, you know, to be that bold in this day and age, you know what I'm saying? Like without worrying about the backlash, you know what I'm saying? Cause Sexy Reds and, you know, all these, you know, new and upcoming artists that are getting that backlash in a lot of senses. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to live up to the things you're talking about. You got to really, you know, you talking about hoeing and all this other stuff, then you got to really be a hoe. Like, you got to.
Yeah, you can't get upset when they come asking you these questions. Like, yeah. So how deep is your throat really? Like, oh my God, I'm a lady. Like, what do you mean? You was just right. Talking about the song. Like.
Hello. Like, and that for me is like, wait, like, you can't be doing that because now we're gonna call you bluff. Like, you ain't who you rapping to be. You ain't that person. So exactly. It's so funny to see that now. Like, I'm like, y'all, it's like they're opening up a can of worms that they're not ready for. Like, you saying what you think is gonna get people's attention and, you know, things like that, but you don't realize what comes after that. It's mm-hmm. like, we now perceive you as this person. You know what I'm saying?
And you can't ever be not this person. This is who you're going to be forever, even when you become 50. That's what we're going to expect.
That's right. And it's true. Look at Madonna. It's the same thing. We still expect her to be sexy and bold and promiscuous and all the mm-hmm. things that she promoted in the beginning of her career. So yeah. It's like, you know, I think that that's important that people really speak about who they are in their music. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And you can actually live up to the things that you're talking about. And I think that when I hear your music and your style of how you are creating your music, it's fun, it's entertaining, and it's not unrelatable. You know what I'm yeah. saying? Like where people are like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Get in my bag. Like, no, we all try to get in our bag. You all should be in our bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's important. Like, people don't realize how you relate and how you get people to relate to you is you talk about things that they can relate to. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, and I noticed your sound.
I'm saying that goes back to this, like, my writing process, like, just going through, like, writing about my experiences. Like, I can't be the only person that be experiencing these things. So it's like, and I love that. I love the fact that, like, when I do perform these songs and people come to me like, girl, I've been waiting for songs like this to drop. Like, girl, I want to bump this in my song with the cars, the girls, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is awesome. So I love that. It just lets me know that I do have my own lane, my own hiking dog lane. I got, and I'm not copying nobody.
No. And it didn't take you 10 years to get here. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't take you that many songs either. Like, you got to think about
it. I got more. Girl, right? I tell you, the other ones that you haven't heard, because, like, I play them for other people, and they be like, you need to put this one out. Like, I got songs. I just gotta get the video.
You just holding them hostage. And I like that though, honestly, doll, because like I said, you can't give them too much too soon. Because those songs, these three songs that you have right now on digital streaming platforms, those three songs are gonna get you paid. Those three songs alone have already gotten you where you are right now. And that says a lot. You know what I'm saying? When record execs and people look at that and they look at, you know, just the buildup that it took for you to get where you are, mm-hmm. it's like, wait a minute, we know we can invest in her, you know, and any investor is going to look at it that way. It's like, she's already invested in herself. You know what I'm saying?
All these years.
Set the stage. So tell me, who would you like to most likely collab with? I want to know in New England and in the industry. Who would you want to collab with going forward?
In New England, I mean, do we want like New England? Because I would say like, you know, B is an England, New England artist. But yes. are we saying like
we can do one independent local, okay. And we can do one industry artist, and it doesn't have to be local. Okay. I know Nikki. I could see you with Nikki song. I could definitely see that. We're gonna get you a Nikki.
Girl, yes. Let's speak that into existence, okay?
Just so you heard it here first. So when you see High Key Doll and Nicki Minaj feature,
hey, you guys heard it here. No, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Nicki. All right, so let's see. A Boston artist that I would collab with. you didn't ask me that. I didn't see this. Well, I saw the question, but you didn't say local.
Look, I got you now, right?
You just got me stumped right now.
Look at somebody saying go with Joyner. I
could
see a
Joyner
Lucas.
I could see a Joyner Lucas feature. That would be fire.
Yeah, that would be dope.
It could be like a back and forth type of thing. Like, that's how I would want to come. Because he's not the type of person he want to compete with me. So I have to compete with him too. Like, listen. like how Fabio and Mabu, Lil Mabu did the little back. Like, that would be a cool me and Joyner Lucas thing. That would be dope. Yeah.
Yeah. Joyner's creative like that. I actually learned about Joyner way before he was Joyner Lucas. He was Future Joyner. And I was just saying that to somebody. Like, I co-signed him in 2000 and what? I think it was 2013. Oh, I came across music of Joyner's, and I'm in Worcester, and he's from Worcester. Mm-hmm. So it was crazy because the people I'm around, I'm like, wait a minute, who's this dude? Like, I'm gonna sign him. Like, right. And at that time, we had the record label, and I was pushing him to my people, like, listen, he's gonna blow. And sure enough, next thing you know, he was on the Cypher, and after that, it was like people just, it was amazing to me because I called it and I said, even just seeing his creativity in his videos way before
that.
He was very creative. And that for me was like, that's art to me. That's artist. And the fact that you did poetry, it speaks volumes to me because that's where I started. I started doing poetry and people will tell you she had a notebook she used to carry around and I had all these rhymes and all these raps from the time I was in seventh grade. And I just, that was just something that, like you said, it released that energy. It allowed me to just get my thoughts out. And I think it, like you said, it's a healing process for you. It's something that once you get that song out, you get that energy out, it's out there. You know what I'm saying? And you can go and move on. So shout out to you for that, because that ain't easy.
It don't be easy, but that's why I'm like so stuck with my like my videos. I want to make sure my videos when my videos come, they gotta give you a whole High Key Doll experience through the computer, okay? Like through the screen. So that's why I've been, so don't worry, it's gonna come.
I know. I see it. I seen it in the first video. That was that it wasn't Get In My Bag. Was it Pay Me? Yep, it was Pay Me.
That was creative. That was shot in Vegas. I flew to Vegas for that one and had it all pre-planned. But that was a cool video. And like that, with that, everything was planned and everything was situated. So that came out good. But now I gotta, these next songs, they gotta be a little bit like, that was cool. But I mean, I need a high. Don't worry, I got, I was gonna be surprised.
Yes, anything I could do to help them, you know I'm here for it. Because like I said, I just want to see you be successful. I want to see you win. And I just, you know, like I said, every time I see you out and I see you doing it, I'm like, she ain't giving up. And now I'm going to be on your back. Like, listen, you ain't giving up. You ain't stopping us. That's important to have those people. You know what I'm saying? The people that, because again, even with me, I get, you know, discouraged. I get distracted sometimes. And I'm like,
man, listen,
this is what I'm born to do. This is what God gave me, the gift to talk and to discover talent and to just know when I hear good music. You know what I'm saying? And good people. And I just want to be a part of making people successful. So that for me is the reason why I keep going. People like you. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that I can be an asset to you, because I know that you are somebody that really believes in what you're doing and you're passionate. And that's all I want to be around is the greats. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always tell people, I only want to be around the greatest artist, the greatest energy. And people are going to give 110, like I'm going to give 110. Right. And I just that, you know, I seen that from day one with you. So like I said, anybody who's tuning in, who wants to work with High Key, if you got some investment money, let's do it. Let's sit down. Let's talk.
Because, for real. Like
I said, she's working.
It ain't gotta be nothing crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Give you something small and you'll get that return back.
Trust me. Like, I told you, I was on the phone with my business partner and he, shout out to Monster Fish, because he like is somebody who has believed in me from day one and he believes in what I tell him. So when I was talking to him before we got, you know, on this interview, and I'm sending him your stuff and he's like, T, this is her. This is it. This is what we've been looking for. And I said, I'm just, and it's so crazy because the phone died. So I'm like, just tune in, just tune in. She's coming. And so now he's going to be probably calling me right after this. Like, listen, let's sit down. Let's talk. Just because, again, like I have great friends and great support in regards to what I believe in. And I just wanted them to see you. I wanted them to see you in action and get the experience that I got, you know, and that for me was like, I'm like, I have to send this video. I have to go find these videos and get her out here, you know? So I'm excited. I'm still so excited and mesmerized by you because your energy, it's not like it's unmatched to me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I meet a lot of artists, a lot of people there, you know, and just to have that energy, I'm like,
oh, thank you so much.
She's going. I'm not even, it's giving me chills. I'm
giving like, me chills. You make me cry. I got some lashes on, but you're making my eyes watery over here. Like,
I'm telling you.
It feels awesome.
It feels
really good to just have like my hard work be like, you know, like appreciated, and it's like, you know, like it taken serious, because it's not easy. Like everything I make, I create it myself, so it's like it's always a fear kind of like, oh, what if I make this and you know they don't like this, or what if this line that I wrote isn't it? You know, like you could all it take is one wrong line in the song or one wrong thing in the song and that's it. And so it's like for you just to give me like that confirmation, just let me know like, no, you're doing the right thing, like this really means like the world to me. Like, my eyes are literally like, I'm so passionate about it, so it's like I want this to go, like I want you guys to have to feel the energy that I give off, because I'm doing it for you guys. I want to give you guys an experience and like have you guys have good music to listen to. So like I really just thank you so much.
I told you I wanted to give you your flowers tonight, because again, it was just those times where, you know, I wanted to give up and people were like, no, I believe. And it kept me pushing. And I want you to know that I'm a root for you. I'm a be here no matter what. Like, whether you decide tomorrow, all right, I'm going to take a break, T. Like, because I believe in you. You know what I'm saying? And that everybody, you know, has those times. You know what I'm saying? We get writer's block. I went through times like that where, you know,
the writer's block, or even like when you just feel like you've done, like you just keep doing the same thing, and it's just like, where is it going?
Like, where am I going?
Where am I going? Why am I keep doing this? You know, so it's just like, just to really like hear you saying, coming from somebody that see me in action, and like, you know, like the way how you met me, it's just like, this just feels so good. It's like so like a relief, like a weight off my shoulder. Like I'm doing this. I am in this for the right reasons, and I am doing the right thing. So I just gotta keep going.
Gotta keep going. We gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep you going. It's up from here. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted this to solidify it, and I wanted you to see that I stand on business. I stand on my word, and I'm gonna keep my word to you. You know what I'm saying? There was artists that I've invested in and got nothing in return. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very selective now about artists that I give free marketing to, that I give free resources to. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like there's certain ones that I'm like, you know what? Now I know the who's and who. You know what I'm saying? I can tell the difference between somebody who's going to really put in that work. And I'm willing to give you that. I'm willing to give you my services. I'm willing to give you my resources because I know that you're going to show up and show out. And that for me is, that's a win. You know what I'm saying? Because that's an artist that I can really say, I'm going to put on the forefront and say, listen, if these shows, this is the artist I want to take that slot for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, I feel like you've earned it. You've earned my respect. You've earned my trust that you're going to be that person. And again, it's not easy. It's been plenty of people that have fooled me that, you know, they look the part, they act the part, but then when it comes down to the show and showing up, it don't work. So that's the thing is like I said, you was on time. I was texting you like, if you're ready, we're ready. But
whenever you're ready.
Right here. And I was like, yo, she's on time. Like, that's all I asked.
Yeah, I'm not like, playing with this. I take this very serious. Like you heard me say, I'm not a global artist. I'm not a local artist. I'm a global artist. Like, right. I want to go out there. I don't want to just be famous in my city. I don't want to just be like, oh yeah, like no, I want wherever I go, everyone knows me, everyone gets the vibe, they know my energy, they know who what I'm coming with, and that's, I just want to be known like that. I just want to know that when High Key Doll's in your city, she gonna turn your city up because she the littest. Like, that's it.
Right. That's right. And I said that without even knowing that's what you wanted me to say, because I'm like, listen, book her, she gonna turn it up no matter what. Like, once I seen that performance that Ace showed me, I was like, wait, get her. Wait, call her right now. Like, and he's like, okay, I'm gonna hit her up. And I'm like, no, right now. Like, we need to know she's gonna be there. Like, I can market her. I can really get her a show. And this is where I was like, listen, that was for me, like, it was exciting. It was electrifying for me because, again, I hadn't had that. That energy, that I don't even know what the word is.
Like a spark.
Yeah, that spark. That spark. It was the spark. It was.
Like- I know. Honestly, I know exactly what you're talking about because that's like my advantage. Like when I go to these shows and I watch them perform, I be like, oh, bless your heart. But like you doing good. Like I see it, but I be like, oh. But it makes me feel better because I know my confidence gonna go. But I'd be like, but what I will say, and I do notice that some artists that have performed before me, and then they've seen how I perform and stuff like that, and I see my other showcase, they will use some of my tools that I do, and I'm like, okay, yes. Like I'm glad I can, you know, be.
You are teaching.
Yeah.
You are educating. You are the blueprint, and that you are setting the bar. You understand? So they know when they go to a show and the High Key's there, they better turn the fuck up. Because she gonna turn up and she gonna be the center of attention. Like that for me was like, that's what I look for. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no question, are you an artist? Are you a star? It's no question when you're in the building. And that for me was like, yep. She and it wasn't even about the glamour. It was just the way you worked the room. You know what I'm saying? That for me is important. Working the room and working the people. And like you said, being social and talking to people. Like, you don't know how bougie. We bougie. We real bougie in New England. I ain't gonna lie.
We is.
People don't acknowledge you. If you don't acknowledge me, I ain't acknowledging you. That's how we move out here. And it's sad that it's like that. And I'm like, we gotta break that. We gotta start that narrative. You know what I'm saying? If you see me and I see you, it's okay to acknowledge each other. If you speak to me first, oh, you're a fan. Oh, no, they're a fan of me because they spoke to me first. Like, get out of here with all that. Like, we both in the same zip code.
I don't care about none of that. Like, I think some people think I am bougie or I'm stuck up or I'm just like, I don't know what people think, but I'm not like that at all. I be in my own little world. I may see people, I may not see you, whatever, and I'm like, oh, and they be like, oh, she did. But then after you perform, I'm like, oh, girl, I liked your stuff. Like, I'll tell somebody, like, hey, you was a vibe. You're just vibe. Like, I have no problems complimenting people because it's like, why not? Like,
that's right. Shout out to Larry Ellis. He's tuned in. I believe he's going to be performing with Bone Thugs and Harmony out here in Worcester. He's like, I'm interested in doing a feature with her. I've been looking to work with an artist, a female artist. Again, I reach out to her. You see her information at the bottom of the screen. Until we get her, a manager, and of course Ace is rooting for me, and I'm like, okay, like I said, it's the doors of opportunity are endless between us, and I just want you to know that, you know what I'm saying. It's very important that I, you know, tell you, because again, like, sometimes you don't get to tell people how you really feel, you know what I'm saying, and what they made you feel. And I wanted you to experience that tonight, even though we both were almost in tears. And, you know, we had our little, you know, Ace said you put your heart on the floor tonight. Yeah, that it's because it was heartfelt. Like I said, this was my big one this year. This is the one this year, the reason why I kept this going, because I was ready to go a different direction in regards to
Entertainment.
Yeah, I was ready to go hang it up for a little while. And I'm like, listen, I'll do the podcasting when I feel like it. But then I came across you and I was like, all right, this is it. This is the artist that I'm going to focus on in 24 and give her this platform. And, you know, like I said, even have you as a co-host, you know, as, you know, come to Up North City Girls, do some shows with us, you know, and I just want to get people out there and get people familiar with you as a person, because like I said, your media, you only show people what you want them to know. That's the one thing I know. You ain't telling people everything, but you only show people what you want them to know. And I like that too, because it gives that illusion for people. You don't let people, you're private in that way. And I like that. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot, you know, in this day and age to be that private and to only give people a certain side of you. You know what I'm saying? Or certain information about you, because a lot of people display their whole life on social media. And so you never give people the opportunity to like,
I don't know why people do that. Like, they're not your therapist. What are they going to do? You're just putting your problems out there. You're still dealing with them. You still have to deal with them after you shut your social media off and everything. So what is the point? I'd rather tell y'all my problem after I overcome it. So then I could tell y'all I had this problem, but then this was a solution and I overcame it and now it's not a problem anymore. That's how I go about it. But yeah, no, I don't know.
Nate's performing. Oh, yep. Shout out to Big Nate. He's performing that day. That's right. That's it. And he's actually going to be coming. That was going to be my next announcement coming this week. Big Nate All-Star, straight up Wu-Tang Entertainment. Good friends of mine and, you know, fellow COG leads, people that I've known for a very long time. And, you know, I just think it's their time, you know, to be on the platform too. So shout out to everybody that's tuned in and watching.
Shout out to you guys.
Yeah. We're going to definitely, you know, get you out here in the studio, things like that. We have, you know, that studio out here. We have different resources and things like that, that, you know, I have in my network. So I try to just connect the dots. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like the connect the dot lady, you know?
And all right. Well, when I get back up to when I get to Boston, you're definitely going to line the dots up and connect them.
You tell me when you come in and I'm lining them. Yeah, we have a couple of other things with Ace coming up. We have Boston Got Now, which we talked about you being a part of. So that's something that we'll, you know, look at the schedule and see if it matches with your schedule. And, you know, I just want to get you out here and get you working. And, you know, like I said, we build it up to the release in June. When is the release? June 7th, right? Yeah. I think I wrote it down. June 7th, right? June 7th, more music.
It's gonna be like five songs. Just go woof. So y'all can all listen to them the whole summer. I can have them on repeat. I could be outside. I could be we outside, and it's been all of that. Y'all could be listening to all that for the summer.
That's right. And again, we're going to get you on these DJ pools. That's important. So I'm going to, you know, work on that this week, is, you know, shopping you and sourcing you to our DJ pools and things like that, so that we can get you on these radio stations, because that's important. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to what's next. We are off topic. I'm just going to say that, but it's the energy. It's us being us, and I love it. Real talk.
I love it too. This is definitely an awesome interview. This is like so natural and so like heartfelt. Like, oh, this is great.
And again, this was a long time coming. Like I said, like, this is like the star. Like, I got to meet my star tonight. Like, it's crazy, because I was gonna jump up and be like, I'm not gonna jump. I was like, T, don't be that dramatic, okay? But I want to know how much of a big deal you really are. Tell me, what is a message that you would like to give to your fans tonight? Anybody you want to shout out?
I gotta shout out my people. You know what I mean? First and foremost, we shout out Boston Cheese because that's my guy. You know what I mean? My bro, Cheese. You know what I mean? Shout out Boston Cheese. That's my guy. He actually got a show happening on Friday in Burlington, I think it's Burlington now, at the cinema. Smoke Fest. Yep, y'all can smoke in the cinema and watch a movie and vending and all of that. You know what I mean? Go outside, support that. You know what I mean? We outside, all of that. So shout out to him. You know, he's definitely one that's been, that helped me just get my foot wet in Atlanta for real. Like, he went there first and then I went down there. And so shout out to him for real, for real. He's been doing the shit and he's super, another big of my supporters. He'll help me and be like, yo, keep going. And I'm like, how'd you know I was feeling down today? Like, he just be knowing. So shout out to him for real, for real. Shout out to you.
It was funny because I found him again through you. Like, when I seen him working with you, I was like, wait a minute, Boston Cheese. I'm like, wait a minute, who's he? So then I looked and it said formerly Cheesy Bankroll, because that's what I knew him as. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? And so now I'm like going and I'm researching now. I'm like, when I want to know something, I'm like, listen, hold on, wait a minute. So then I seen he brought you out. You had, you know, a couple of features, or, you know, you were in his videos or something. I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, this is all making sense. So when I reached out to him and he was going to South by Southwest and so I gave him a couple of dates and he picked this day. And I said, no, High King Doll is this day. So shout out to him because he was like, okay, that's fam, whatever. And I was like, okay, but we ended up making it work before I gave him an exclusive interview because he was at South by Southwest. And I was like, we could do it during, you know, the weekend. So we ended up getting it done before today. But I was like, listen, High Key Doll, we already have her locked in on this day. I'm sorry, I gotta take that date back. And he was
April
like,
3rd was High Key Doll Day.
Yeah, that was High Key's day. Like, I was like, no, we're doing this day. I ain't calling her back and telling her no. So that was funny, but it was love.
That's my guy. That's my guy for real.
That's dope though that he did that. You know, like that's one of the things that I gave him his flowers for is, you know, reaching back and giving back to the artists in New England and being in another place.
If he wasn't there from the beginning, I don't even know if this would be a High Key Doll right now. Like, that's how far I'm going to say. Like, honestly, it's really because of Cheese. Because I did have my songs out, and then I was like, I let him listen. So, like, I just knew he was doing the music. Like, he was doing stuff with Doom FMA and stuff like that. So, I was like, you know, like, he was really doing this shit. And I was like, yo, I believe in you. What can you do to help me? Like, here, I'll pay you. I'll give you bread so you can help me. And he was like, yo, you really believe in me. And so, all right, he gave me that same energy and believed into me, and we've just been a team since. Like, I put in energy, anything you need to pull up, I'll pull up if I can, and it's like, it's whatever.
That's right. I'm definitely gonna try to come out because I was like, I told him, I'm like, I'm coming. Like, and you know, as we get closer to the day, certain responsibilities and things start happening, but I'm like, that's been on my calendar since we did his interview, is that show. So I definitely want to see him perform. I got to see you perform. Now I got to see him perform. So that's a definite.
Go check him out. Go check him out for sure.
I should have had that flyer up today, but I didn't. I don't even have it, I don't think, in my thing. But y'all can find it on my page. I'll share it again. Shout out to Boston Cheese for that event because it's dope. It's definitely going to be a dope event.
And if anybody is in the New York area that's watching this, y'all can catch me, Skybox, sitting with all the Nami, our favorite celebrities, on Friday at the Barclays Center in New York.
Yeah. Now you did not tell me that.
That happened like super last minute. Just came in like what, 2 days ago. I had to apply for it. Like, there was like an influence thing, and it was like all the baddies from New York, Philly, and Connecticut. And it was like you had to follow the link. And I didn't know. I didn't. I know I'm okay, but I didn't think I was, you know what I mean? And they was just like, they hit me back like, hey, are you still interested in going to skybox it and this and this? I was like, let's do it. So
you better get pitches. I definitely want pitches. Definitely need the opt.
Pictures, all of that. I'm going to get all of that. All of that. I got to go in there looking, you know what I mean?
Scooped up. Not a represent for boys.
Customized outfit, you know?
That's right. I love it. Let me see. If it wasn't for your career, well, we already know that. I know that. What would you be doing if it wasn't music?
If I wasn't doing music right now, right now, I would probably be married with a kid. I ain't gonna hold you.
I don't think so. You like to travel too much.
I do. And I do like to travel a lot. But the thing is, the reason I'm doing music is why I have to be single. So no one can keep me down because my lifestyle is so crazy. If I wasn't doing rapping, my lifestyle wouldn't be so hectic. And all these guys would have been trying to trap me and hold me down and cuff me down. Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
So the music is like, it's impossible. Like I told guys, it's not fair to you. It won't be fair to date me because I'm being in the studio late nights. Y'all going to be second guessing. I'm being around celebrities. They're going to be like, what are you doing? I ain't got time for that. Mm-mm.
I'm telling you, it's like that. And it's like that no matter what. Like, you're always going to have that level of insecurity if your partner is not in the industry. You know what I'm saying? If you're not working with your partner, it's hard. I say that to people that have, you know, significant others where they're the celebrity and the significant other is the, you know, non-celebrity, and they have to just kind of be there to support and be selfless in a lot of ways.
Because I think that's selfish.
Yeah,
for us as artists to expect that out of our supporters, like that's kind of selfish, and I don't want to make anybody feel like that because I'm not going to do something that I wouldn't do. So
that's right. It's so true. It's definitely a hard, you know, a hard part of the business is what I tell people. You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't have kids. I don't have a relationship. I was, you know, married previously, but
I was engaged. Again, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was engaged. That's it. I probably would have got married.
The entertainment business is what kind of fucked that up. Like, so this is where it's like, you know, I understand. I'm like, I'm a living, breathing, you know, like, example of it. It's like, it's hard. It's not easy. You have to be very transparent and very open with each other. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's one of the things we're bringing to Relationship Sundays is that, is how do you date someone in the industry? How do you date a musician or a person?
You don't.
It's hard.
A really good, strong relationship with them, but you don't put your feelings into it, okay? Because
when
you get into it, that's when it starts getting messy.
It's hard. It's a hard situation. So tell me, what's your favorite song to perform right now?
It's a party, it's a vibe. We too lit, we too wild. Like, that's my favorite.
That's right.
I just know, and the reason why it's my favorite is because it's not, I'm not talking like the regular, like about the regular stuff. Like, you know, I'm like really giving you that vibe. It's a party, like we vibing. And like when the beat comes on, it's not just a beat that you've heard, like a beat that's a similar beat like to anyone else's. It's like a upbeat, fresh beat. It's like, whoa, like you could be at a performance showcase and hear other artists performing, and the bass of the 808 may say it don't sound the same as the last artist, or like, you know, certain sound may sound, but it's like when it's a party comes on, there's nothing that nobody played in there that sound like that. And it's like,
right,
oh, this is a fresh air. Like, right. I've had someone come to me before and I performed in a place, and it's like, you literally changed the whole vibe of the room with just that song. Like, he was like, that song is good. I was like, oh, yeah. So,
like, and it's, and again, it's your song selection, it's your beat selection, it's what resonates with you. You know what I'm saying? And that says a lot. Like, when I heard the beats and just the cadence that you were given with the beats, I'm like, yo, this, because that's how I used to, you know, I couldn't write or rap unless I believe that the words were in the beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah, I be here. I hear the words in the beat sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, and I'll figure out what the words is, and then I'll write around that. And I'm like, that's what the beat is saying.
But that's what it is.
What the beat is saying. Yeah, I do the same thing.
That's where I was like, she got it. Like, again, it just shows your form of artistry. You know what I'm saying? And that, for me, is important. It's like, if an artist is just rapping on beats and it don't sound, the words don't sound like they go with the beat, I'm like, yeah, I'm not interested. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's just me. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, it's what resonates with different people. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it's the poetry part, I think, is what makes it more relevant for us. People who wrote poetry before they actually started writing music. You know what I'm saying? That you have that formula. But
you put thought into it, because you can't just write poetry, just write poetry and put it together. No, it's like actual thought and feeling into it that makes poetry so beautiful.
And I had to have the hook before I had the song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's, if I hear the hook in the song, in the beat, now I can write the song. You know what I'm saying?
See, I'm a little different. Like, I had a hard time with coming up with hooks. I would write, and I'm like, oh, shit, there's no hook in here. And then I got to go back and then, like, try to find out in the beat where the hook is or what could be a hook. And then I'm like, sometimes I just make them freestyle. I'm like, you know what? This is a freestyle.
But it's the way you give it, and I think that's important. You know what I'm saying? Is that you own it and you give it to your audience the way it should be received. You know what I'm saying? It's a party. It's a real party. You know what I'm saying? It's a beat that's gonna make you get up and shake your ass and do the things that you do when you party, and you give it. So I can't wait for the world to see these new songs that are coming out and what you have in store. So other than that, any shows coming up?
Yes. Hold on, let me see. I have a show coming up. So I just did one last Friday out here in New York. There's another show happening in New York. Friday. Sorry. After the comedy show, they want me to perform at Secrets Club in Brooklyn Friday night. My brain be all over the place. Let me tell you. I'm the manager, okay? So they can write all this stuff down for me and tell me, you got this, because...
Well, I'm telling you like this. You deserve a manager. You deserve someone who is going to work for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell people always tell me all the time, oh, I need a manager, but you don't have a demand. If you don't have a demand, how are you going to pay a manager? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be paying out your pocket. Kai Key Doll ain't got to pay out her pocket, you guys. She got a demand. So y'all better line up, get in line. You know what I'm saying? Or move out the way, because she's coming.
Okay. Seriously. Full force, too. No stopping.
That's right. What was my last question? Because I know we're over 1 hour, but again, we just have that vibe and I love it. You know what I'm saying? So the last question that I was going to ask you is, what's the best advice that you've been given in the industry so far?
It's a quote. They said, it's not about the network, it's about the link up. Meaning, you can go to these places and you can network and get everyone's contacts and all these Instagrams and they go all follow you back and you do all of that. But if you're not reaching out and you're not following up with them and you're not actually like trying to like set up a meeting and linking up to figure out where they could fit in it, then it's like, what's the point of that? What'd you go there to network for? Just to get your Instagram? Just to add another follow-up?
Mm-hmm.
So that was really important. It was like, it's not just about the network, it's about the link up. Like, yeah, you get the network, but you also follow up after that to make sure you get the link up. So
that follow up game is important. That's the consistency, you know, and that
separates you from the weak and the strong, the real ones and the fake ones, the dedicated ones and the not dedicated ones. Like,
my girl got it. I'm so proud of you. I see nothing but success, and I'm here for it. You know that. any last words or anything that you wanted to say that I didn't talk about tonight?
I do. Oh, 420. Okay, so in a few weeks. Oh, that'll be that. Okay, so there is a song that will be dropping. You haven't heard this song. Nobody's really heard this song. However, let me make sure. The 20th is on a... So it'll be the 19th, so that it'll be right before the 20th. So Friday the 19th, I'm releasing it's called Get Right. It's a smoke weed, just relax type of song. It's completely different from It's a Party, like that whole energy. Oh, this other song is real vibey, real wavy, just like a mellow, like and I like it. A lot of people like it too. So,
well, you gotta tag me as soon as it drops, so that way I can smoke one and listen.
Yeah, that's exactly what it says. It says sit back, relax, and roll up. It's time to get right.
That's right. Time to get right. That's some Boston shit. They don't know
exactly.
I love it. I'm here for it. Like I said. She does it in a way, you know, she gives us our culture from Boston. You can hear it in her music. And that's what was important to me, is to not sound like a New York chick, is to not sound like, we want to sound like ourselves. And I think that's what you do for me. You give me that sense of she's speaking like I speak, you know? Yeah. So I love it. I love it. I want to shout out all the people that tuned in tonight, but I also want to shout out Tony Rome, because Tony Rome is a good family friend of mine. He's considered family. He's your family. And as soon as he seen you on my thing, he's like, that's my family. And I was like, well, then she's my family too. So, hey. it was refreshing again, because Boston is big but small. You know what I'm saying?
Boston's small for me. I have a new Boston. Boston's small, yes. Man. I feel like get out of there.
I'm telling you, I don't date guys in Boston. Like, they're like, what?
I stopped doing that about three. I stopped dating them about 3-4 years ago. I was like, they're like, because you either got know somebody that I know. Too small.
You don't talk to one of my cousins, one of my like, nah, bro.
Boston too. There's other states out here and countries. Okay, I'm okay.
That's right. You ain't got a chance in Boston for me.
I apologize, but it is what it is, y'all. Sorry.
It's a no for me at this point in life. Nope.
Get somebody else to do it.
Yeah, like the city's too small for that. So we gotta, spread our wings.
Yeah.
But shout out to all the people that tuned in tonight. I just want to go through the comments with you. And you can give your shout outs too. David Banner, hi. Sean Hamilton.
Hey.
Love you. Hi, Key Doll. Professionalism Treese. We need more entertainers. Dope, have to check her out. If you have edited music, share it with me. Yep. So we gotta get it clean.
I do have It's a Party edited, so I got you.
You do? Okay, good. I love it. See, these are the things. Like I tell artists, like I'll be like, "Where's your clean version?" They're like, "What? What are you talking about?" Like they have no clue. And that for me is like, I can't shop you to radio execs without clean music. So, management, without a label, baby, baby, we ahead of the game. Hi, Key Doll. Shout out to Ace. He was here tonight. He was going back and forth with Trees. Hey, Ace, I see you. Shout out to Angela. She tuned in from Florida. Moolah Monopoly on the rise. Definitely out here working. Shout out to him. He's definitely, somebody I would definitely encourage you to collab with and, just get in touch with. These are great people that tuned in tonight. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in, giving your feedback, showing support to Hi Key Doll. I want her to know how special she is. So definitely keep following, keep supporting, share her music, stay tuned for what's next. And I don't want to let you go, but I know you got to go.
I know. Girl, I got so much going on. I got shit, listen.
I know.
They don't let me leave. I try to leave New York. They don't let me leave.
I know. It's the energy. It's the energy, you know, and that's what's important is you have good energy. You have a great personality. And I'm here for it. You know, that's the type of people I want around me. Right. The people with this energy right here. You see this face, you see her, you see, she never stops smiling. That's right. All right, baby. I'm gonna let you go, but we're gonna have you come back. Like I told you, I want you to come back, do some shows and call get you out here working.
I'm down. I'm definitely down. I'll be back in Boston like next week, and I'll be out there for a little bit, so we could tap in while I'm out there. And I'll be there for up until April. Then May, I'm back in Atlanta because Atlanta's been missing me. They haven't even seen me perform. It's a party out there. Yes, because I've been so much up north. So they're about to be in for a whole nother world. Listen.
Well, you got to get some video clips. Definitely send them to me. Definitely anything I can do, I'm going to reach out to my connects out there too and see if they have any upcoming shows and just see if we can get you on some stages, as many stages as possible this year.
Yes. I want to spike them all on fire. Let's do it. Oh my
God. Let's do it.
Thank you again so much. Thank you to you too again for having this platform for artists and like giving us me my flowers. Like that you don't understand. Like artists, we need this to feel as because we get in our heads sometimes. So just to hear it and like just feel the love, like it's just super a pleasure being on this interview with you. Definitely love it. You can ask me for anything. I got you. I promise. Because you definitely, you're a real one.
I love you. Thank you so much. I mean, again, it's for you. It's because of you. It's for you. Artists like you. You know what I'm saying? That I believe in and that are dedicated. And I just want to share my world, you know, with you and show the world how beautiful you are and how talented you are, you know? So I'm here for it. I'm here for it, doll.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone who's teaching.
Have a good night. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. That was a real, 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 real interview tonight. Again, she is just this person that totally electrified me, sparked this interest in me. And if you hear it in the video and just how much, this was my first time meeting her. And she just gave me something that I hadn't seen in a long time in an artist. And I wanted to share her with you guys. This was one of the reasons for bringing season 4 back. As I said, there was times where, you know, I wanted to pursue other things and I started running into artists that I felt needed this platform. So I continued and I'm so excited and I'm overwhelmed with all the opportunities and all the doors that have been opened this year in 24 for me and for my team and for the people that have been a part of this. I treat every artist that comes through this media loop as my baby, as my, you know, people that I work for, that I push for, that I support consistently. So that's one of the reasons why it's important to understand why I'm doing this. It's not just about the interview. It's about what comes after the interview, the support and the resources and just the different things that I can offer artists. On these different platforms and different affiliations with different media outlets and different people in the industry. I think that that's important to understand is that I want you to learn the artist, but I also want to be able to give the artist support and build a fan base for them through my network. And I think that's important. So thank you guys, everybody who tuned in tonight. And I think there was one last comment. Angela, thank you, boo. Get it, boo. You already know I'm here for it. Always here to support and just be a resource for people. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see what's next for High Key. Okay, next week. I can't even tell y'all who's I'm going to be having next week because we're going to have two people next week. And they're two people that are working right now who are successful at what they're doing. And they just are going to bring something to Real Talk with TML that I know you're going to be so, so shocked about and just entertained. Again, it's going to be a great week next week. So make sure you guys tune in. Shout out to everybody that was just at the Boston Got Now Volume 2, all the artists on there. I ran into some great talent, some great management, some great labels, execs that were in the building that night. It was just a magnetic night. It was captivating. It's a breath of fresh air to see raw and upcoming talent. And I think that Boston Got Now is here to stay. And I'm just excited for Ace the Truth and for everybody that's a part of this, and making it successful for artists to have a platform to be showcased, in the city of Boston and to be taken seriously. Cause again, we take it seriously. We're passionate about it. And a lot of this stuff that is done behind the scenes, people don't know it's challenging, but we, you know, have been able to get it done. And shout out to my team for that. That's definitely important, and to have the right support system with you in the building. So shout out to everybody that's a part of, you know, what we got going on. And I just had a great night tonight, and I thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to end with High Key Doll. I'm going to show you guys the videos that she did first at the show that she performed at, and then we'll go into her outro. Have a good night. Hey! Hey! Yo! Hey! Get it, mama! Hey! Hey! Hey!
Bitches and six. You know I don't ever miss. Nah. But if I aim, then you should've get hit. Plow. I bet I won't miss. What? A pussy ass nigga last wish. Cause he fucked up cause he was a bitch. So I had to show him who he fucking with. Fuck on my back, it'll get real bad. We pull a max and we take it back. Touch on my back, then I'm up on that ass. Touch on my back, then I'm up on that ass. Yeah. I get to the bag, bitch, huh? I get to the bag. I get to the bag, bitch. I get to the bag. No, you cannot have this. No, you cannot have. I get to the back, bitch. What? No, I'm not basic. No, I'm not average. No, I am a bad bitch. I came with a plan and you know I'ma have it. I get to the